Welcome to Upper Cumberland Outdoors. Today I've got Jason Huddleston with the Upperman High School fishing team. Welcome, Jason.
Thank you, Brad.
Jason, just tell us a little bit about the Upperman fishing team.
Well, we've got several teams starting from second grade all the way to senior in high schools. It starts in the junior high, and it goes from second grade to eighth grade. And then we have high school is ninth to 12th grade.
Wow. So you go all the way from the elementary level all the way up through high school.
Yes, sir.
Oh, wow. So there's a lot of kids involved.
There's a lot of kids involved. When we took this over a couple years ago, there was two teams fishing. So that's four kids. And now we've come up to somewhere around 10 teams, which is 20 kids that's fishing on a regular basis.
Wow. So this program is really growing, taking off.
Yes, it's really taking off.
So, Jason, you know about how many teams in the Upper Cumberland you compete against?
Well, there's 46 teams or 46 schools in the state that's fishing.
Wow.
And it ends up being somewhere around 1,000 teams times two, which is 2,000 kids in the Tennessee Bass Nation.
My goodness. So this program has really took off.
Oh, it's took off tremendously.
So about how long ago did this start? I mean, when we were in school, you know, I went to school with Jason. We did not have bass fishing when we were in school. If we did, we would have been a part of it, I believe.
I believe we'd have made a team.
Well, I believe we would have. So, I mean, we did not have this, you know, 20, Jason, it's been a minute, buddy.
25.
Yeah, you know, about that. You know, we did not have this when we were in school.
Yeah, it's took off probably about 6 years ago.
So in 6 years, it's gone to about 2,000 kids, you know.
Yeah, there's 2,000 kids in the statewide. And, you know, they have a lot of tournaments. I mean, they have central tournaments, north central tournaments, Southeast Bass Pro. It's over in East Tennessee. So, I mean, there's something going on every weekend if you want to go fish it. But, you know.
So when does the season start? I mean, when's the beginning of the season and when's the ending of the season?
The season starts in somewhere around September, and we fish up to somewhere around December. We take a little small break between January and February during the cold weather, December and January, and they start back up somewhere about mid-February, and then they run all the way to June.
Wow. So even after when school's out?
Even when after school's out, they're still participating in like the state and the nationals.
Now, did you guys have anybody win the state or place in the state national level this year?
Well, we ended up, yes, we ended up having a team, Barrett Newton and Landon Krause. They come in, they fished a TBF tournament, and there was 400-something boats, and they ended up getting in the top 30 to Wow. actually get to fish the last day. And they ended up 23rd, and I was super proud of them.
Oh, wow. That is something to be proud of.
Yep. Yeah.
And two, I understand it's not just for boys. It's not just for boys.
There's girls in it, too, and there's some tough girls. I mean, there's a lot of them. There's a couple girls down there in East Tennessee that, they went up to Saginaw Bay and kicked Michigan's butt up there. I mean, they got to go to the Nationals. I mean, so
with this fish team, you travel in Tennessee and then you'll travel in out of state. Some.
Yeah, they've got opens that go from Saginaw Bay in Michigan all the way down to the Harris Chain of Lakes in Florida, Hartwell in South Carolina, Lay Lake in Alabama. We fished that one. There's several tournaments. Toledo Bend in Texas. They're going all the way to Toledo Bend.
Wow. But now, what's the governing agency, or is TWSW? I mean, it's not a.
It's Tennessee Bass Nation is what it is.
Okay, so Tennessee Bass Nation.
Tennessee Bass Nation, and Tennessee Bass Nation is probably the most represented out of any state of the Tennessee or the Bass Nation. They are represented very, very well. Like when we go to these opens right here, we'll outnumber even the home lake, say we go to Alabama, there'll be more Tennessee kids than there will be Alabama kids down there. It's just we all travel well, and it's just a big family.
Wow. Well, that's great.
We're proud of that TriStar.
That is right. That's right. Now, besides Upperman, do you know, is there any other schools right here close that offers the fishing team?
Yes, there is. There's Monterey High School, Jackson County High School. I think that would be pretty well the ones in York. There's team up in York, too. Okay. So,
Well, we'll be right back in just a few minutes with Jason Huddleston. And welcome back to Upper Cumberland Outdoors. Today we've got Jason Huddleston with Upperman High School fishing team. Now, Jason, if someone wanted to join the fishing team, what would they need to join? I mean, how would they go about joining the fishing team?
Well, they just have to show up and talk to me, and we start out with just getting the kids involved, and we got to have two kids in the boat and a boat captain. So, I mean, it takes a lot of dedication to have somebody to show up at a tournament when it's 12 degrees. So, I mean, it takes a lot of dedication in the boat captain too. So, and each kid has got to have its own boater safety course before they can fish.
Okay, so the child needs their boater safety course, plus, yep, I guess their hunting fishing license. You know, they got to have,
yes,
that.
Sir.
And then does the fisherman, the child need a boat, or does one of them needs to have a boat?
Yeah, they need to have access to pretty reliable boat, whatnot. And, you know, it's got to have a steering wheel. It can't be a tiller type, and that's one of the Bass Nation rules.
Just a basic. You don't have to be the.
It ain't got to be. It ain't got to be a Phoenix with a 250 on the back of it. You can fish out of a
Bass Tracker.
Bass Tracker. There's plenty of Bass Trackers out there, and them Bass Trackers can do as good as the big boats.
Yeah, they just need to have access to a good, reliable boat, and they have to have their boater safety license.
Yes, if they're old enough, you know, because some of the second graders ain't old enough to take it yet. I think it's when they come 10 years old, they got to be able to take the boater safety course.
Right, because you
that's just a safety issue where something happens out there and the boat captain was to have a heart attack or anything like that, that them kids could take the boat in and get it back in.
Yeah, because the child's not driving.
The child is not driving, no, but they have to have a boater safety course, plus the captain's got to have a boater safety course, even though the state of Tennessee does not require anybody after January 1st, 1989 to have a boater safety course. But we do this for the Bass Nation, and you got to have insurance on your boat, and you got to have liability insurance for $300,000. So there's another thing that keeps on, and then you got to have all your equipment as far as a throw pillow, and they make you tie a rope on a 50-foot rope on the throw pillow. And here's the reason why. A lot of people didn't like that rule. They said that's crazy. The state don't require that. But if you got one shot to throw at your kid and you miss, you can drag it back. So, I mean, and kids will fall off the boat. They will fall off the boat. I mean, and you just hope that they can get their clothes off and don't get hypothermia getting back in. It's a real scary thing, you know, especially in the cold weather.
Yes. You know, we promote safety on.
We preach safety day in, day out. I mean, is your job as a boat captain is safety first.
Right.
Safety first. And then we catch fish.
And that's with any sport, you know, when we played football, it was all about safety. You know, when you do baseball, anything, same thing goes with fishing.
Absolutely.
I did not realize that this was going on and being such a big thing. You know,
well, they ended up having over 30 something kids out of the Tennessee Bass Nation sign scholarships last year.
So it's going on in college.
This is a going thing, man. I mean, there's a lot of money in some of these small private schools that's here in Tennessee is like the Alabama football. I mean, they are kicking everybody's butt. We got Bethel University. They've won numerous national championships. We got Carson Newman. That's a private school. and they're kicking butt. I mean, they're like fourth in the nation right now.
Wow.
And then we've got Bryan University. I mean, these are all small private schools, but they invest into their fishing. They take very good pride in their fishing. They pay their kids back. I mean, they reimburse their gas money and everything else because they are representing them.
Now, and if going through high school, if you'd have known that you could have went to school, went to college, got a scholarship for fishing, I mean, how many kids you think would have went and done that and went to college to go fishing? I
mean, sign me in.
Yeah, yeah. I believe I'd have changed my major from wildlife fisheries to bass fishing. You know, I'd have done something. I mean, if you'd have told me we'd have had this then, I would have done it too. I love fishing. I mean, that's one of my favorite things. I enjoy hunting, but fishing was always my favorite pastime.
Fishing never gets old. I don't care if it's 10 degrees outside. If you're catching fish, it ain't cold. I promise you.
You don't freeze.
You don't freeze. But if you ain't catching them, you're freezing to death.
You're exactly right. And I guarantee you, when you get one on, you forget about being cold.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. So that's what it's about, being out there sharing it and sharing those experiences with your children.
It's
or your
great.
Friends.
It's great to see them go. I mean, you see them go from the highest of highs to the lowest of lows, and then go back up to the highest of highs. And it can sometimes happen within 5 minutes. And it's just a blessing to be out there with my kid and experiencing the nature and just his sportsmanship of everything. Because it's just neat to watch these kids. I've coached football and I've coached baseball and I've coached, you know, fishing now. And fishing outbeats all of them because it's kind of a one-on-one with your kid. You're not coaching everybody's kid. You're coaching your kid.
Yeah.
And it's just, you can't get that back, guys. It's amazing feeling to watch your kid succeed.
Well, that's great. And what we promote in the outdoors is spending good quality time with your child. And then, you know, Jason, what you're doing here with the Upperman fishing, you know, promoting that and promoting other parents doing that with their children. Folks, we'll be right back with Jason Huddleston with Upperman Fishing. Welcome back to Upcoming Outdoors. We got Jason Huddleston with Upperman Fishing. Jason, like I said, fishing team is really growing. Jason, do you allow, you know, I guess it's a lot of money involved with this fishing, you know, probably expensive, you know, to outfit your team with uniforms and stuff. Do you allow sponsorships?
Oh, we allow sponsorships all day long. We can do anything y'all want. We can put y'all's logo on our jerseys and everything else. I mean, it's pretty easy to get some sponsors. I mean, because they're getting a lot of pictures on Facebook and it's got their logo right there, right on the front. And I mean, it's working out great. And I've got some real good sponsors, but if anybody else wants sponsors, they can come on, they can call me any given time.
How would one need to, a business or something would just contact you? How would you give out your contact information?
Or? Yeah, I just, you know, my number's 931-261-8436. You can call me anytime. But yeah, we kind of got to get a vector is a design cut out of your logo where we can put on our jersey right there. So yeah, we got some great sponsors. I mean, we got some great local sponsors right here, Outdoor Junction, MRW Environmental. These guys are so great. They've bought the jerseys the last 2 years. So I mean, you're talking about 20 something kids. It's about $4,000. They've done it twice and never batted an eye. And I'm so grateful for them.
Yeah. Well, that, you know, It takes a village to run a program, and you know, when you got to do it with sponsors, and that's great. And having volunteers, you know, I'm sure you got parent volunteers to help you.
Yeah, we got lots of volunteers, and we got probably some of the best parents out there right now. And you know, it's very easy to coach a bunch of kids when you got good leadership around you. I mean, they just march like little ants. What I say, they just do it, man. It's awesome. I mean, I've got some of the best boat captains and parents out there right now because everybody's got to be responsible for their actions. They're representing Upperman High School.
Right. And I mean, you're getting on a boat, you're going out and fishing, you got hooks swinging and going, you know, you don't want to get nobody hooked in the eye or hooked in the ear. And then plus, you know, like you said, you're going out on the water, sometimes sub-zero degrees outside, plus that water temperature could be.
Well, you just got to show your sportsmanship, too, because there's a lot of people that likes to fish in the same spot. And then, see, they kind of got a rule right there in the Bass Nation. You got to stay 3 football fields away from somebody. If they're there first, you've got to stay 3 football fields away from them. So you can't just creep in and, hey, I'm going to fish right here, too. Because they see you catching fish left and right. I mean, they've got rules, and Tennessee Bass Nation is just unbelievable how good of an outfit Tennessee Bass Nation is. It's just spot on, top notch, the top dogs anywhere you go.
Tennessee Bass Nation is the governing force behind that.
Yes.
And now, if someone wanted, is there a sign-up period? Is it too late to join this year, or do you guys have a certain sign-in time, or if they're interested at any time, come
they're
see
interested
you?
At any time, but, you know, they start kind of a points system kind of in September right here. So we try to, when school goes back, we try to get everything assembled and get our uniforms and get everything going. And I mean, it's just now starting to kick up for us right now. We've got one this Saturday at Delhalla, and then they've got them Chickamauga the next weekend, Percy Priest. I mean, it's all the local tournaments for us. So
just starting up right bam.
It's just bam, 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 bam.
We'll get in here, and you know, you don't have to answer this too bad. Do you have a favorite lake you like to fish? I mean, what's your – you know, Center Hill. Center Hill's a bear. You know, I fished it for years.
I'm going to tell you guys, Center Hill and Delhalla is probably the two hardest lakes to fish in the state of Tennessee. I mean, by far.
You know, Delhalla's clear. You know, them fish can see.
Them fish can see, but I like some Delhalla. I love me some Delhalla, but I love Center Hill too. So, I mean, I can't tell you yay or nay which one I like better because I like them both equal.
Yeah, you know, I've always said you spend a day out on Center Hill and catch a bass, you know, it's usually a good one.
Yeah.
You know, it's usually a good one. But, you know, Jason, thank you so much for coming out and being on the show. You know, we want to – promoting sports of any kind is great. You know, fishing, this is a new sport coming through the Upper Cumberland, you know, especially with high schools. You know, granted, like I said, man, if we'd had this 25 years ago – This would have been awesome.
It ain't gonna do nothing but keep skyrocketing, guys. I'm telling you, this is not gonna fade away. Yeah. This is not gonna fade away.
And especially with a scholarship program like you're talking about, colleges and stuff looking at it, your potential scholarships. You know, this is something really growing.
Well, it's kind of cool because they can reach out to you when they're in fifth grade. It is NCAA regulated, but it ain't. It's hard, you know, because they can talk to the kids, you know, in football. They can't talk to them until they're a junior or senior in high school. Well, they can talk to these kids at fifth grade.
Wow.
So some of these coaches know every kid that can catch a fish that's in the third grade.
My goodness. So, I mean, they watch
these tournaments and see the names that keep coming up and keep coming up and keep coming up. They're going to get in contact with you.
So it's definitely a growing thing.
Yes, sir.
Well, Jason, thank you so much for coming on the show.
No problem, Brad. Thank you.
Yeah. This has been Brad Halfager with Upper Cumberland Outdoors. Let's get outdoors.